Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savarinet?
KC8YVF.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Just for Bob, information, my in-laws lived in Frankenmuth until they passed away a few years ago. And I always, when we were living in Flint, I would always take Damel Road from Birchrone Road, north Damel Road, up into the back way into Frankenmuth, because I didn't want to take the main road going into downtown Frankenmuth and deal with that. They lived on the west side. And I always passed by this house that had a great big antenna farm in the backyard with this big beam up on it and wire antennas and everything else. And I was wondering, man, I wonder who that is. And now that you mentioned it, I just went to Ed's. I looked up his call sign and his address, and that was Ed's house. So I'm looking at the picture here at the street view on Google Maps of his antenna farm. In the back, the last photo said it was October of 2018. So that answers my question of who lived there, because I always drove by and I said, wow, that's quite impressive. That's a nice big antenna and, you know, 100 foot in the air, and that I would like to have something like that. So now I know who it belonged to and where it was. It's something I'd passed by for probably 20 years going up there and, again, not knowing who it was. So that's all I got, Mike, KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, very good, Ron. Thanks. Bob, any comments on Ron's comments there?
Yeah, it was on Damel Road. And like I said, I'd known Mann since 1989 when he was my Elmer. He would have classes at the Red Cross building, you know, teaching new hams all the stuff, you know, so they could pass their tests. And, but yeah, I've been over his house many, 100 times, you know. Sometimes he was in a contest. He said, "Come on over. Let's play radio." So I'd go over there upstairs into it was almost the attic. But he had equipment all over. He had this one amp. He said it put out like 3,000 watts. But I mean, it was huge. It must have been 2.5 feet long by 2.5 feet wide. And, no, it was longer than it was deeper than it was wide. But it was probably a good 12 inches high, but man, I think it was all tubes. Things just glowed. You could feel the heat coming off it. But in his walls was just wallpaper with QSL cards. You know, just wallpapered with QSL cards. It was. I always had a good time with the man. I always had fun going over there. You know, he'd always show me something different, some new tricks or whatever, or a new antenna he made, whatnot. But yeah, I love the guy, man. He was a good friend, and he's my owner, but he's also a good friend. I was gone to Mexico when everything happened, you know. So, but I'll always remember him. Always remember him. He was my first contact on HF. So, and I got him in my logbook. So, that's cool. But you know, thanks for the memories, everyone. Back to you, Mike. NAKPR.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yeah, thanks for the comments there. Appreciate that. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Savarinet?